Boston Celtics fall flat on their faces again against a bad team. Wasn't exactly how they always do it, but still pretty bad. They kind of blew it off after the game, which bothers me. I'll talk about all that right now on the Locked On Celtics podcast.
Be ever ready. Recognize the city of champs. Boston, baby, we do what you can't. Locked on number 18, Tatum and Brown, J team, step back. We gon' wet that and slay teams. Of course, the Celtics, who else could it be? Screaming like KG with the Larry O.B. Corrales above average, assessing the team status. Best daily pod, no cap, salary matching. Clutch like Bird to DJ, keep John on replay. Prime time, dapping up the truth on the sideline. Raining J's, how I started, raising banners, how we finished. Locked on Celtics pod, home of the winners. B.
Hey there, welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. We're at your team every day, and I'm here for you every day with a free, fresh podcast dropped directly to your device. Whichever device you use, whichever app you use, this show is there. It's also on YouTube. Watch the show there. Hop into the comment section. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the conversation. I'm John Corrales. I used to play professional basketball. Now I cover the Celtics for Boston Sports Journal. I've written a book called Boston Celtics All-Time All-Stars. And you can get that on johncorrales.com. You can also get that online anywhere, too. Obviously, if you're listening, you're a regular listener, you might be like, John, what the hell is going on with your voice? Yeah, I'm playing hurt. Voice issues again. So I'm not going to push it too hard in this one. I think I'm going to follow the Celtics lead. I'm going to kind of coast a little bit to try to save my voice. But we have the Boston Celtics losing to the Wizards 130-111. And later on, I'll talk about how Joe Mazzulla needs to develop a feel. He really just, I've talked about this before. This is a great example of he needs to develop a feel for this game quickly. First couple of segments, I want to talk about, I'll talk about the top seed kind of going away. I'll talk about some of the key moments here and how the Celtics basically blew off this game. And it's kind of, I don't know. It just didn't sit well with me. Listening to these guys talk after the game. But Joe Mazzulla saying, "Yeah, just an off night. That doesn't happen very often." Kind of dismissive. Jason Tatum, dismissive about the game afterwards. Jaylen Brown, dismissive about the game. He started to say something about like, "Oh, yeah, traffic was bad. Something screwed up before the game threw us off." Like, but then he'll say, "But I'm not making any excuses." I love how guys do that. The Celtics are great at not making excuses. They'll talk about things. I'll ask them questions throughout the course of the season, and they won't actually answer certain things, which I think would actually be decent explanations. And they'll say, "No, I don't want to make any excuses." But then something like this will happen, where apparently there was a bunch of traffic before the game, and they'll casually drop it and then say, "But I'm not making excuses." Well, that's actually making the excuse. I don't know what the hell happened there. It was silly. I don't even know. I understand you're going to throw off your routine and all of that, but when it comes time to actually answer questions about how things went, don't blow those off when there's actual explanations to be made, and then kind of throw this out there. I don't know. It was just kind of weird. The Celtics postgame just kind of bothered me. Today's episode, by the way, brought to you by Ultimate Basketball GM. If you've ever dreamed about becoming an NBA GM and managing your own basketball franchise, then this game is for you. Download it at ultimatebasketballgm.com or look it up on the app stores. You will get a 100% free boost to your franchise when using the promo Locked On, all caps, in the game. By blowing this off and saying, one of those nights, it really overlooks what really happened in this game, which was an absolute horrible defensive effort. An absolute terrible, just not good defensive effort. The Celtics scored 111 points. They shot 25% from three and still scored 111 points. That should be fine. That should be enough to beat the Wizards. It should be enough to beat the Wizards. The Wizards average 113. So you could easily say, hey, we're good enough to hold them 4 points below their average. The Celtics, did they have some level of an off night? Sure. Al Horford, 2 of 10, 5 points. Derek White, 2 of 5, 7 points. Robert Williams, zeros across the board, 0 points. So they did have an off night, for sure. They offensively, they were off. That is acceptable. But what they didn't really touch on, well, Jason Tatum touched on it a little bit, is the their own kind of complicity in making the Wizards as hot from the field as they were for stretches. Wizards shot 54.5% in this game. They were getting, for a while there, they were getting tons of, they were crushing the Celtics in points in the paint. They had a lot of second chance points. It was just, the Celtics defense was a step slow, if I'm being kind, non-existent, if I'm being more accurate. Numerous examples, and I cited like four examples on Boston Sports Journal, but there are so many more examples of the Celtics messing up a rotation, barely giving an effort. One possession, Jaylen Brown had missed the layup, and he didn't fall or anything. He just missed the layup, and it took him 8 full seconds to go from the baseline to the three-point line. That's something that you can do in a dead sprint in like half the time. Especially Jaylen Brown. You can get one end to the other in 3-4 seconds from, you know, the baseline to that three-point line. If he had gotten back, I don't know what he would have done, if he would have made an impact on the play, but the Celtics were very confused on the play. And I think what happened was Porzingis didn't go back. So he's like, oh, great. We'll let them just play 4-on-4. But the Celtics were trying to get into transition, get back on transition defense. Derek White got, you know, twisted around, couldn't find who he was supposed to cover. And then the open man got a three-pointer. Celtics transition defense was god-awful, gross, terrible. And that's why they lost. They lost because they gave up 130 points to the Wizards. They lost because Kristaps Porzingis had 32 points and 13 rebounds and 6 assists. They lost because they got away from, like, they couldn't stop Porzingis. And he's, honestly, I don't like Porzingis's game at all. He's not a hard guy to stop. I don't know why they were switching 1 through 5. Just keep a body on him. That would have been fine. But he got loose. He got loose in transition. He took advantage of cross matches. And then once he got going, then he couldn't be stopped. Monte Morris couldn't be stopped. They let him get going. Corey Kispert had a stretch. All these guys had stretches where they just looked unstoppable. But the Celtics, the transition defense was so bad that, yeah, after a while, it got to a point where late in the third quarter, fourth quarter, that it did get to a point where nothing the Celtics did worked and everything the Wizards did worked. But to blow off this game like that's all it was is disingenuous. And I know the Celtics know better. I know the Celtics know exactly what happened. And I think maybe Joe Mazzulla was trying to, you know, just kind of say, not a big deal. Not a big deal. But, I mean, come on. I mean, this was blatantly lying to our faces. You know that this wasn't just an off night. This was a terrible defensive effort. You thought you could get away with it. You couldn't. When you tried to get, you know, maybe start to kind of put something together, that it was too late. Wizards were already too far gone. And if that's where you say, well, that, you know, that's what we're talking about, that part where it was too far gone, then that really is, that would be worse. If that's what they would be talking about, that would be worse to me, because you let them get there and you're just saying basically, well, we couldn't flip the switch. It was too late. You know, they got going and we couldn't flip the switch on them. Just, I don't know. I thought after the last three games that they would understand. Come out first quarter, boom, lay the hammer down. Just lay waste. First quarter, boom. Second quarter, figure it out. But I thought, honestly, in the second quarter that maybe they would come back. I thought they would come out of the half and I was expecting a halftime turnaround. They couldn't do anything after that. They just never really got a solid defensive effort going. So up next, the first seed gone by. I feel like we're kind of this game shows where Joe Mazzulla's shortcomings are. I'll talk about that all next. First, ultimate basketball GM is the coolest game you're going to play. If you think you could be a great NBA GM, it's not very easy in this game. Kind of shows exactly how hard it will be. You know, if you fantasize about managing your own basketball franchise, you got to go and download Ultimate Pro Basketball GM right now. It allows you to manage every strategic aspect of a franchise, playing through seasons, leading your team to glory as you build a historic dynasty. In the simulation, you're responsible for dealing with challenging personalities, the players and the coaches. They actually have personalities. You got to hire coaches and assistants. You're trading players. You're training players. You're making the right draft picks, navigating your franchise through free agency, the draft, all of the ups and downs. It's all in a challenging and realistic game world. Ultimate Pro Basketball GM is completely free and playable offline. Play on the go as you want and when you want to. Locked On Celtics listeners, you get a 100% free boost to your franchise when using the promo code Locked On in the game store. Locked On, all caps. So make sure you go check it out. Download the game. Visit probasketballgm.com. Scan the code, which is on the YouTube page, right down to my left, to your right. Scan the code. Look it up on the app stores. It's probasketballgm.com. Ultimate Basketball GM. Start your dynasty today. Thanks for making Locked On Celtics your first listen every day. Hop on over to the Locked On NBA feed. Get two great podcasts, Locked On NBA. I'm not hosting today. I normally would host on Wednesdays, but with the Celtics playing, I'm not. But normally you'd get me on Wednesdays, but rotating hosts all week long, covering the whole league. And also on the Locked On NBA feed, Locked On Game to Game. Everybody's got their minute or so take on each game, so you get really well caught up on what each side is seeing in each game, so you can figure it out how the night went in the association. So we can probably say goodbye to the top seed after this loss. The Celtics, I mean, Malcolm Brogdon looked us in the face and said, we want that top seed. We're going for it. And then they put out this effort. So I don't believe that. I don't believe that they actually wanted that top seed. In fact, he said it and it felt like, okay, yeah, that's good. I appreciate that honesty. And then after that, I think Jaylen Brown was like, well, yeah, we just kind of want to be healthy and whatever. So whatever seed we get. And then Jason Tatum after this game was like, well, yeah, whatever seed we get is fine. So I think, you know, I mistook what Malcolm Brogdon said for honesty. He was just saying the right thing. And what Tatum and Brown said is really the honest. That's the honesty. The honesty there is they don't give a damn about the second seed, first seed. They don't care. We cared. I cared. But they don't. They don't care. He said it after the game. I don't have the quote in front of me, but he said basically said after the game, you know, we'll do what we do and where we fall where we fall. And you're going to have to win a game on the road at some point. So he referenced the game 6 win in Milwaukee last playoffs. So he's fine. He's fine with it. This is where I have an issue with the mentality here. An issue with how this team, how Tatum and Brown, Tatum especially, perceive things. And it might be fine. But this notion of, we're fine in the second seed. I don't like that. I don't like that because the goal should just be winning. The goal should be, we want that top seed. The goal should be what Malcolm Brogdon said. We want that top seed. That reminds me of the story of when I was playing that I shared a long time ago in the podcast. I'll repeat it for people who are new. But basically, the short version is, it's my junior year or something, and I felt in college, and I was feeling myself, and the team had not been good for a long time prior to that. We were a good team, and we were like, we had 28 games on the schedule, and I wrote down something like 26-2, whatever the number was, but I put down two losses. I was looking at the schedule, and I put down the two losses, and the coach came in and said, "Who put that up there?" And I'm the captain of the team, and I was like, "Yeah, that's me." I was feeling good about it, and he was like, "Tell me what two games you think we're going to lose, and I won't play you in those games." And I was taken aback because I'm like, oh, damn. 26 wins would have easily been a school record. I thought I was like gunning for a big positive moment here. And coach was like, nah, if you think we're going to lose any games, I don't want you playing in any of these games. So that was a harsh lesson learned. And now that's college, and it's different, and the 82-game schedule, and there's a long grind and all of that stuff. But the mentality is still the same. If you're like, yeah, I don't care if we get the second seed. But, bro, you don't care if you lose. You don't care once you get it, you can say, hey, we're confident. We can win anywhere. And the Celtics can, but that mentality of going into it, they've just kind of resigned themselves to not going for the top seed. I don't know, man. It might not matter. None of this might matter at all. It's one of those things that just kind of, it sticks in my side, especially for like Tatum. Like, I thought Tatum loved Kobe Bryant. The Kobe Bryant was Mamba mentality, just a straight killer. I thought Kobe was about going beyond human limits, going beyond human nature. I thought that was his whole ethos. I thought that was his whole kind of personality. That's the packaging of Kobe Bryant. He has that Mamba mentality, never going to lose, going to hit all these game winners and blah, 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 blah. Where's that mentality? I thought hearing that, and like, yes. Second seed, does it matter right now? No, probably doesn't. It probably doesn't. It probably doesn't matter that, you know, whoever they play in the out of the play-in tournament, assuming Miami doesn't fall into that, because I don't know, I'm just always going to be kind of concerned about facing Miami. But whatever other teams, Brooklyn, Toronto, Atlanta, Chicago. I mean, Chicago had Boston's number earlier in the season, but none of those teams bother me. So you have that. Play Philly in the second round. You know, I'd rather not. I really would rather not tempt fate that this is going to be the year Joel Embiid actually kind of leads his team out of the second round. But the Celtics have the matchup there. And yeah, they can win a game in Milwaukee. Of course they can win a game in Milwaukee. So I guess in one sense, yeah, Tatum's telling the truth. And hey, you want him to tell the truth, John? Well, he's telling the truth and shouldn't have to package it in a way that makes you happy. I guess that's true. But at the same time, it's the mentality of, you know, you just blew a game to the Wizards, who are out of the play-in tournament, another team out of the play-in tournament without Bradley Beal. You had the last game off. Like, what is this? Why are you putting forth this kind of effort? Why can't you be bothered to play defense against the Wizards? Why can't you be bothered to win this game? That's the mentality. That's what bugs me. So I don't think the Celtics are going for the top seed. Maybe the Indiana Pacers will do the Celtics a favor. Maybe. And there will still be some potential for the Celtics to go into that game Thursday night down, you know, two games behind the Bucks. That'd be some kind of miracle, but I'm assuming that they don't. I'm assuming that they'll go into that game two and a half games back at this point. There's three games back, I should say. Three games back with six to play. Even if you win that game, it's too much to ask. I don't think the Bucks are going to be giving up that top seed, because I think the Bucks actually care about the top seed. I think the Bucks actually care about winning. I think the Bucks actually are on a mission. So I'm I admit that maybe I'm being a little extra harsh, but there's a mentality there that it's after this game, it just bugs me. It just bothers me the way they blew it off. It bothers me the way they're approaching the seeding thing. It doesn't seem like they're bothered by any of this. You just had three straight games and you biffed this game. Why are you guys okay with, like, this is a meaningful loss. This means something. Why does this keep happening? It kind of falls along with that pattern. And I don't think this was the same kind of game where, like, they didn't forget how to play basketball in this game like they normally do. But they still kind of messed around and they could never get a roll going. So I don't know. I feel like this was, maybe I'm making too much of it. Maybe you tell me, maybe I'm making too much of this. I don't think I'm making too big a deal of this. I'm not sitting there saying that I don't think this is going to derail their playoff hopes. I don't think this is a sign that they're going to, you know, be booted in the second round. I don't think this is a sign or anything like that. I just feel like I want to see a little bit more. I don't know. Do you guys care enough? Just felt like after this game, they didn't care. Next, I'll get into the Joe Mazzulla stuff. Why does he need to get his feel for the game at a higher level? That's next. First, show is brought to you by FanDuel, America's number one sports book. And if you are in Massachusetts, a lot of you are in Massachusetts, then you are just getting your chance to bet on sports because it just became legal. So FanDuel is your chance to get a $1,000 no sweat first bet, up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. You got to go to FanDuel.com to get it. Sign up today to claim your no sweat first bet. Then you can bet on anything. Money line, point spreads, bet on March Madness, bet on prop bets, player props, how many threes guys are going to hit, all that stuff. It's all in an app that's safe, secure, super easy to use. So don't miss your shot at this no sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Go to FanDuel.com/lockedon to sign up. Make every moment more with FanDuel. Just please, if you're going to do it, gamble responsibly. The one thing I've been harping on for Joe Mazzulla is his feel for the game. And I feel like he needs to get a better feel for the game. And unfortunately, that's something that comes with experience, right? That's something that you just know. Just any job has that kind of feel. It's the equivalent of the game slowing down for a player. Any job has that, oh, I've been doing this for 3 years, and now I know this is where I find this. This is where I go for this. This is how I get this done more quickly and efficiently. You've done it, whatever job it is that you're doing. When you first started this job, think about, unless you just started your job, then you don't know, but think about your last job. Think about that first day when you're like, okay, what do I do? Where do I go? All of that stuff. Don't even know where the bathrooms are. Then think about a year later and 2 years later and 3 years later. And now you got everything like humming. You got it down so pat that you know exactly when you can stop working and listen to this podcast in a background tab on YouTube and make it look like you're working. That's how efficient you've got things going. Joe Mazzulla isn't there yet. And I think in this game, you saw a pretty decent example of what I'm talking about, because the Celtics defensively just didn't have it, right? They just weren't giving the energy. They didn't have the energy. Whether intentionally or not, they just didn't bring the energy in this game. So when you don't have the energy and you're playing eight men, it's an eight-man rotation, why not bring in one of your other guys? Why not bring in Peyton Pritchard, who was back? Why not bring in a Mike Muscala or a Sam Hauser or somebody, especially Pritchard, who is known for being the energy guy? Why not bring one of those guys in? Okay, you get the first quarter. Okay, the game started out well enough. They four assists in the first 4 minutes. They look good. Yeah, the Wizards were scoring, but it looked good. It felt like, it started to feel like a little bit like the San Antonio game. kind of going back and forth in the first quarter. Second quarter, you start to figure it out. Third quarter, boom, you start to blow them out. I was kind of expecting that kind of pace in the game. So if you're Joe Mazzulla, you say, okay, the defense, they're not getting back. They're not getting the stops. We need something. We need something to stem the tide here. He talks about winning. All he wants to do is win. If you don't have a feel for the game, then what do? You rely or a good enough feel for the game. It's not that he doesn't have a feel for the game. He does. He's a professional basketball coach. You know, you don't get to this level without being good enough and understanding some things. So I'll put that out there. But being on that sideline and seeing certain things and understanding certain things just comes with experience. And he has to have that. He has to take some of these things that he's seeing and process it quickly and understand, hey, this is a game where, geez, we don't have it. We don't have the energy here. Why don't we try somebody that can just come in for 2 minutes and be a boost, a B12 shot, a coffee, an espresso? That's Peyton Pritchard, right? That's Peyton Pritchard in a nutshell. That's who he is. He's a guy that he comes in and gives you energy. Remember the game earlier this season? I forget against who it was. But just by checking in, the crowd went nuts and it changed the course of the game. He can do that. Why not? In the third quarter, okay, Celtics are down in the second quarter. You're going with your plan. It starts to kind of unravel. It's a 13-point game at half. Totally fine. 13-point game at the half. No one cares, right? You'd rather not be down by 13, but in the NBA, doesn't matter. Come out in the second half, back and forth, and all of a sudden they go on a run. At that point, there's got to be a conversation. Like, boy, do we need just a jolt? Try 2 minutes of Peyton Pritchard at that point. Because in the fourth quarter, when they put the bench in, all of a sudden that lead got cut to 12. And the Wizards, it was very obvious at that point, they were building their lead because they're just playing harder than the Celtics. They're just playing harder, faster. Celtics are trying to do something. You see guys flying in all over the place. Their defense, I mean, their defense isn't great, but the way they were playing with that effort, was fun. Why couldn't the Celtics match that? Why couldn't they find something on the bench that matched that? They did in the fourth quarter when those guys came in and Pritchard was pushing the pace and Cornette was getting putbacks and finishing at the rim. Hauser hit a shot. Muscala, like all of those guys came in and made a contribution. Now the Wizards got back and pushed the lead back out. But under normal circumstances, that would be Pritchard, maybe Pritchard and Hauser or something, come in and give you that boost of energy. Maybe Brown or Tatum or somebody says, okay, I got to follow their lead. And you push it out and you steal this game. And that would have been fine. You say, hey, okay, not the best effort, but you did what you had to do. Good for Mazzulla for going to the bench. Maybe they pull it out. You got to have that feel. You got to put the matchup aside. Doesn't matter. Just don't switch. You say Porzingis is out there. Just don't switch. Okay? Just have Pritchard fight through it. Just try it. 2 minutes. You're already down 22. What the hell? You already look like crap. Go for it. I'm sitting here wearing a Rowdy Piper shirt on the YouTube video here. It's like pro wrestling. You know, you're getting your ass kicked in the middle of the ring. You're in a tag team match. You got that guy hanging over the ropes like, tag me in. Pritchard hanging over the ropes. Tag me in. You get that desperation tag. The guy comes jumping over the top rope, just beats the crap out of everybody. You wanted that moment in this game. Never got it. Not till the fourth quarter when it kind of sort of didn't matter anyway. But they made things a little nervous. They made the Wizards a little nervous. I just want to get a little bit more of that feel for basketball in the real time for Missoula as he's coaching on the sidelines. Throw the numbers away sometimes. I believe in analytics. I believe in numbers. I believe in the matchups and all that stuff. But these are human beings out there. And sometimes you have to understand when a human being isn't performing, you got to do something maybe outside the box. That's just a fact. The numbers are the numbers, but they don't take into account. I don't feel it today. They'll take into account bad traffic before the game, throwing somebody off or whatever. They don't take that stuff into account. Sometimes you got to be the guy on the sidelines that says, these numbers ain't working. I'm going to go with something different. Let's see if we can get something else. Because if you're trying to win, if you're really trying to win and all you want to do is win these games, you got to throw some of the numbers aside every once in a while, because human beings are out there and human beings are imperfect. And they don't follow the numbers. If all you're going to do is coach by numbers, then you don't need Joe Mazzulla out there. Put me out there. Just give me the numbers. I'll just, you know, whatever. You don't have to have, like, you're a human being. A head coach who's played basketball his whole life and is now coaching in the NBA. You get it. You know it. You don't have to be married to the numbers. Every once in a while, just go off script. I don't know if that would have worked in this game, but they didn't even get a shot to see if it would have. So that's kind of what I want to see. Celtics play the they play the Bucks next. We'll see how that goes. If the Pacers do the Celtics a favor, then I'll send somebody a fruit basket over there in Indy. In the meantime, I feel like second seed is going to be where it's going to be. I hope I feel better tomorrow. My head's a little foggy. My voice is clearly not where it's supposed to be. I've stopped a few times to cough and drink and take medicine. So I hope you've enjoyed the podcast anyway. And I'll be back tomorrow, hopefully with a better, more coherent podcast. So subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Watch the show on YouTube. Hop into the comment section. Join the conversation there. And share the podcast. Tell your friends, family, and everybody they should be listening to and watching the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.